This week, fishermen and divers in the Carolinas are learning about the invasion of lionfish and how to deal with them. The environmental nonprofit Reef is holding free classes to teach people about lionfish collecting and handling, lionfish biology, and ecological impacts. I spoke with communications and affiliate program manager Carrie Canning about the workshop and how lionfish came to be a problem for North Carolina's native fish populations.
Scientists have generally agreed now that they first made it into the Atlantic through aquarium releases. Some folks didn't want the lionfish they had in their aquariums, and they released them into the Atlantic Ocean. Now, we saw the first lionfish off Dania Beach in South Florida in 1985, and the first lionfish was found off North Carolina in 2000.
So the lionfish has been off the North Carolina coast for over a decade now. What has caused their populations to explode?
Well, for one thing, it's just been time. As you have more adults in the population, more reproduction is going on, and the population just increases and increases. Here in the Atlantic, there are really no checks on the lionfish population. They don't have predators because they're defended by 18 venomous spines, and they're quite adept at reproducing and reproducing in huge numbers very often. So really, as long as food and shelter are available in the Atlantic ecosystem, we expect lionfish to keep increasing.
One of the more interesting things that I learned about lionfish is they don't necessarily go after a hook and line like most fish do, so that, of course, makes them harder to catch. What are some of the techniques used to gather lionfish and to control their population?
Sure. So actually, one of the biggest ways that lionfish are removed from the ocean is through the trapping industry. So whether that's fish traps or lobster traps, fishermen will deploy these traps and lionfish enter them because they really like the structure of the trap. So when the fisherman goes to pull the pot, if there's any lionfish inside, those come up as accidental bycatch. So whereas fishermen are not targeting lionfish, I know in the Florida Keys, lionfish are one of the top species of bycatch found in the traps, and they are brought up in great numbers. Last season, one of the lobster fishermen in the Florida Keys brought in about 6,000 pounds, or about 18,000 lionfish in a single season. So that's one method. But as you mentioned, for divers and snorkelers, both netting and spearing are other methods that lionfish are brought in. And during the invasive lionfish collecting and handling workshops, I'll be teaching people how to get in the water and how to use these nets and spears to effectively catch lionfish while keeping themselves safe.
About the workshops you've been holding this week, there was one in Wilmington on Wednesday and another in South Carolina on Thursday night. How's the response been so far?
We had a variety of people in attendance, ranging from recreational divers to dive masters, to aquarium volunteers, to middle school educators. It was great. The people asked a lot of questions, and we had a smaller group, so we were able to do a lot of hands-on demonstrations, and people could get their hands on the spears and the nets and get a good look at how they work.
So at these workshops, you're providing information about the lionfish and how humans can actually go about hunting them and catching them.
Yeah, so during the workshop, I actually teach through a few different methods. We start off by looking at videos of netting and spearing techniques so people can get an idea of what the whole process looks like from start to finish. And then I'll actually show them different kinds of nets and different kinds of spears. I'll go over the advantages and disadvantages of all the different kinds of gear, and I'll go over what different scenarios they would want to use those different tools and techniques for. And then I'll pull a volunteer out of the crowd and get them to come up, and I've got a little stuffed lionfish, like a little beanie baby, if you will, and we'll go ahead and put on the gloves and get out the nets, get out the spears, and run through a scenario of how they would catch that lionfish using either nets or spears.
And it's really a good thing to know how to handle these lionfish because they have these venomous spines on them that if you get stung, it hurts.
The venom that causes stings is actually a protein-based neurotoxin. It affects people differently. So for one person, it might feel like a bee sting. For another person, it might feel like they got their hand slammed in a car door and then lit on fire for a few hours. It can be pretty intense.
I understand there's going to be one more opportunity to attend the workshop next week. It's going to be in Moorhead City.
Yes, that one is on Monday at the North Carolina Aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores from 6 to 8 p.m.
And if you want more information on the Lionfish Workshop, you can find it at our website, publicradioeast.org. Carrie Canning is the Communication and Affiliate Program Manager for REEF. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Have a good one.